Let's go to the Vision Home Loans Newsline, and we are joined by ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. And Jim, throughout this morning, we've been hearing some ABC News updates on the investigation into the collapsed Surfside, Florida condo tower. But I know you've been working the latest details. Why don't you give those to us?
Yeah, I think that the key piece of evidence now came to light yesterday. This is a little piece of video that was shot 7 minutes before the building came crashing down 1 week ago. It shows water flowing down into the parking garage beneath the section of the building that collapsed, Shannon. It also shows debris there on the floor. Clearly something was happening at that point, which may have been a precursor to the building collapse just a few minutes later. That video will be studied in the search for the cause of this, as will the security footage that shows the collapse itself and the second part of that tower falling down into the crater. So more evidence is being gathered up by investigators. And at the same time, a search continues for more remains or for potentially survivors in the debris pile.
And meanwhile, we're also hearing that the negotiations that have been going on for years by the condo board, the board that regulated when they were going to get repairs done, had failed to actually get moving on any of the repairs that it seemed like all suggestions were needed.
Absolutely. Something like $15 million worth of upgrades, repairs, renovations were needed on the Champlain Tower South. Residents there were reluctant to pay that. There were disagreements over that. Some members of the condo board resigned in the wake of this big dispute. But in the meantime, the whole building seemed to have been continuing to degrade. It was sinking into the ground, according to one study that came out in 2018. And all of this may have contributed to what happened 1 week ago today when this entire thing came crashing down. We know now, Teresa, that at least 18 people have died. That's the number of bodies that have been brought out, including two children, two sisters, ages 4 and 10.
Yeah, and I mean, as we're continuing to see more and more, you know, people being counted as that death toll, now up to 18, as you'd mentioned, is there still the chance for survivors, especially knowing that there's that tropical storm that makes it look at least like it's heading towards Florida and southern Florida?
Well, there is still that chance, and there is a rescue team up from Mexico, and those, that 20-member team has experience in finding people many days after a collapse, after an earthquake, after a hurricane, that sort of disaster. And now they're putting their expertise to use at Surfside, Florida, in hopes of finding anybody inside who might still be alive, Andrew. That I think that with each hour, there is fading hope that more survivors can be found. And in the meantime, you're right, there is a tropical storm, Elsa, that is now formed down northeast of the coast of Brazil. It's out there in the eastern Caribbean. It's headed up toward the Gulf of Mexico. It may skirt along South Florida as late as Monday or into Tuesday. Certainly the hope is that it'll steer clear of Surfside, Florida altogether.
Okay, well, we wish the best for those rescuers and searchers who are doing all the heavy lifting in terms of trying to find any sign of anyone, whether they are survivors or sadly, those who have been lost in this tragedy. Jim Ryan, ABC News correspondent, thank you for that insight and report.